Chapter 20. It happened after this, that the children of Moab, and the children of Ammon, and with them some of the Meunites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then some came who told Jehoshaphat, saying, "A great multitude is coming against you from beyond the sea from Edom. Look, they are in Hajar-Jotamah, that is, En-Gedi." Jehoshaphat was alarmed, and set himself to seek to the Lord. He proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. Judah gathered themselves together, to seek help from the Lord. They came out of all the cities of Judah to seek the Lord. Jehoshaphat stood in the assembly of Judah and Jerusalem, in the house of the Lord, before the new court, and he said, "O Lord, the God of our fathers, aren't you God in heaven? Aren't you ruler over all the kingdoms of the nations? Power and might are in your hand, so that no one is able to withstand you. Did you not, our God, drive out the inhabitants of this land before your people Israel, and give it forever to the descendants of Abraham your friend? They lived in it, and have built you a sanctuary in it for your name, saying, 'If evil comes on us, the sword, judgment, pestilence, or famine, we will stand before this house, and before you, for your name is in this house, and cry to you in our affliction, and you will hear and save.' Now, look, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom you would not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned aside from them, and did not destroy them, look, how they reward us, to come to cast us out of your possession, which you have given us to inherit. Our God, will you not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that comes against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are on you." All Judah stood before the Lord, with their little ones, their wives, and their children. Then the Spirit of the Lord came on Jahaziel the son of Zechariah, the son of Benaiah, the son of Jael, the son of Mattaniah, the Levite, of the sons of Asaph, in the midst of the assembly, and he said, "Listen, all Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem, and you King Jehoshaphat. Thus says the Lord to you, do not be afraid, neither be dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go down against them. Look, they are coming up by the ascent of Ziz. You shall find them at the end of the valley, before the wilderness of Jeruel. You will not need to fight this battle. Set yourselves, stand still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. Go out against them tomorrow, for the Lord is with you." Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshipping the Lord. The Levites, of the children of the Kohathites and of the children of the Korahites, stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with an exceeding loud voice. They rose early in the morning, and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa, and as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, "Listen to me, Judah, and you inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so you shall be established. Believe his prophets, and prosper." When he had taken counsel with the people, he appointed those who should sing to the Lord, and give praise in holy array, as they went out before the army, and say, "Give thanks to the Lord, for his loving kindness endures forever." When they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushes against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, who had come against Judah, and they were struck. For the children of Ammon and Moab stood up against the inhabitants of Mount Seir, utterly to kill and destroy them, and when they had made an end of the inhabitants of Seir, every one helped to destroy another. When Judah came to the place overlooking the wilderness, they looked at the multitude, and look, they were dead bodies fallen to the earth, and there were none who escaped. When Jehoshaphat and his people came to take their spoil, they found among them in abundance both riches and dead bodies, and precious jewels, which they stripped off for themselves, more than they could carry away, and they were 3 days in taking the spoil, it was so much. On the fourth day they assembled themselves in the valley of Barak-Aa, for there they blessed the Lord, therefore the name of that place was called the Valley of Barakah to this day. Then they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in their forefront, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. They came to Jerusalem with stringed instruments and harps and trumpets to the house of the Lord. The fear of God was on all the kingdoms of the countries, when they heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest all around. Jehoshaphat reigned over Judah. He was 35 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 25 years in Jerusalem, and his mother's name was Azuba, the daughter of Shilhi. He walked in the way of Asa his father, and did not turn aside from it, doing that which was right in the eyes of the Lord. However, the high places were not taken away, neither as yet had the people set their hearts to the God of their fathers. Now the rest of the acts of Jehoshaphat, first and last, look, they are written in the history of Jehu the son of Hanani, which is inserted in the book of the kings of Israel. After this Jehoshaphat king of Judah joined himself with Ahaziah king of Israel. The same did very wickedly, and he joined himself with him to make ships to go to Tarshish, and they made the ships in Ariogeber. Then Eleazar the son of Dodavahu of Moresha prophesied against Jehoshaphat, saying, because you have joined yourself with Ahaziah, the Lord has destroyed your works. The ships were broken, so that they were not able to go to Tarshish.